Captain Brian Andrews with the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office in studio. Captain Andrews, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Duke. How are you doing today?
Hey, doing fantastic. As always, appreciate the time. And oh, here comes the snow, right? Ready or not, here we go.
Unfortunately, it's that time of year again. Yeah, it's the weather's out there. It's cold, and you can tell there's going to be some snow in the near future.
As we saw last week when we had just a little skiff, it was, what, 1-2 inches maybe? Doesn't take long for things to get slick on the roads, does it?
That's correct. You know, you get this time of year, and people, I think, they kind of are used to the summer driving weather, and all of a sudden we turn to snow, and people seem to fail to slow down, and all of a sudden we have all these accidents and different things. And so it's that time of year, and we need to start slowing down.
Easy on the brakes, right?
Exactly.
Captain Andrews in studio. Of course, one of the investigations underway right now is in Alpine for the Sheriff's Office with the ATM theft that took place there. What can you tell us about what happened here?
Yeah, so back on November 5th, we had an ATM theft down there in Alpine where someone stole a truck from down there, a couple different individuals hooked onto that. You know, we believe they are somebody that knew what they were doing. Within less than 5 minutes, they'd taken the cash out of the ATM and left. And so it was obvious that they knew what they were doing when they did what they did.
Well, they stole the truck and used it and then abandoned the truck nearby, right? And
so yeah, that's correct.
This was a plan, right?
This was a plan thing for sure. After they stole the truck and stole the money out of the ATM, they did have somebody waiting that picked them up. And, we're still trying to determine where they went, and we got some leads and looking at a lot of video footage from different areas in Alpine with different businesses. And so we're still working it. We're gathering evidence and getting that stuff to the lab and doing some things like that.
Of course, you do have images from the ATM itself. They were wearing masks and everything. So
yeah, that's correct. And it's kind of hard to tell who's there, but you know, we're still working it, still working hard at it, gathering evidence. Like I said, it'll be interesting if you know how this all turns out.
And again, it's under investigation. I realize that. So, but do you expected someone to be out of town? Do you think it was a kind of a targeted situation where they came in and did it, or do you not know?
Yeah, we really don't know, but we're kind of thinking it's maybe someone from not the area, but we don't know that for sure because there's nothing that says they're not from here or they are from here. We're just compiling and going through all the evidence that we have, but it's just one of the things. There's not a whole lot of you know, information off the video that we have there. They're pretty covered up if you look at that video that we posted.
Now, it's not the first time that specific ATM's been targeted. It happened again a couple of years ago. Does it seem like there's a correlation there, or does it seem like two different instances?
It's probably two different incidents. I don't know that for sure, but, you know, Alpine is, you just never know. It's kind of out of the way, out of the area. It's off the beaten path there a little bit. It's not on the main drag of 89 there. It's up the Grays River just a little bit. So maybe it's easy access. I don't know. It's whatever they determine, I guess.
Yeah. Lincoln County Sheriff Brian Andrews, Captain Brian Andrews in studio this morning with the Sheriff's Office on the weekday wake up. Anything else on that investigation
you can share? Nope. Like I said, we're just, if anybody has any information or any, they were out in that area. It wasn't real late at night. It was only at 12:30, so there could be people out there that seen something. If you did, we encourage you to call the Sheriff's Office and give us some information.
All right. Captain Andrews in studio with the Sheriff's Office. Captain Andrews, I this happened, I think it was last week. I can't remember. It didn't turn out to be a big deal, and my assumption is people kind of knew what it was as it happened, but there was another threat made to schools, and it sounds like it was across the whole state. Some precautionary measures were taken. It was deemed to be non-credible. I think that's another reminder to what is the protocol there when something like that happens.
Yeah, so it's standard. You know, if we get a call like that, we're going to take everything we can to make sure it's not credible. But we're going to show up at the school. We're going to get with the superintendent, the school principals, and come up with a plan of, you know, what we're going to do. A lot of time that's lock the school down until we can determine whether it was a credible threat or not. And so we're going to treat every call like that as serious as can be, because you just never know, it could happen. And the good thing on this one, if it came across state again, multiple counties got it at the same time. And, you know, we take them all serious.
Absolutely.
So.
Well, Captain Andrews, anything else happening in the sheriff's office you'd like to mention today?
No, I just like to throw out there, you know, with the weather becoming the way it is, you know, this time of year we get busy with accidents and people, they just need to slow down, you know, be careful out there. If you're traveling, give yourself some extra times. It's just important that, you know, you slow down. If you're running late, don't get in a hurry just because you're going to be late a little bit, you know. We want everybody to be safe out there and buckle up and be safe this winter.
Good reminder. That's Captain Brian Andrews this morning, Lincoln County Sheriff's Office. It's all part of the weekday wake up on SVI Radio.